To come somewhere where you don't trust the person that you're listening to.
Amen.
If you're full of suspicion, then you shouldn't be. Somebody asked you to come, but yourself. I'm determined to be around as much as I can the kind of people I want to be around.
Yeah.
And I think the best way to be around the kind of people I want to be around is to be the way I want them to be. So I decided to become the kind of person I like to have in my life. Ask people in my life to make a choice about whether or not they see me as someone they want to have in their life. This is a course in common sense. Common sense is what the course calls, the return of our common sense is what the course calls the second coming of Christ. So when your sense returns, it's the second coming. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
When your sense returns, the second coming, and you know that you are going for your sense when everything that you're doing is based on the idea that you really want peace and total fulfillment. So if you're to the point you want peace and total fulfillment, then you're moving toward the part of your mind that has sense. If you're moving in the direction of wanting to let go of things that don't bring you peace, you move it toward common sense. Mm-hmm. If you're letting go of your desire to change everybody else around you in order for you to be happy, then you're attaining common sense. You're having the second coming. You're having it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to try to do as much as I can when I'm up here is be myself. Even though that's kind of scary sometimes. You know, I'd be tempted to want to be a teacher, a minister, or whatever it is I think people think I should be, being in this position. But I have to always remind myself that the thing that people come here for is to see and experience authenticity, peace, love, the truth, and reality. And if I'm going to be what I want to have, then I can't be what anybody in the room want me to be. I have to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got sense enough to be myself, encouraged enough to be myself, then those who love me the way I am will have an opportunity to recognize me, so that they can be with me. And then those who don't, then they get a chance to leave, where if I'm not being myself, then they don't get a chance to make an informed choice. If I'm not being myself, you don't get a chance to really choose whether or not peace is what you feel when you're in my presence. But it's always scary to do that, because you want everybody to like you and you don't want anybody to leave. That explains all the people I don't like. I don't want them to leave. I just think if I do the dance and change myself, then they'll start to like me. The problem is they don't even know what they want. So how can they tell me when I'm doing it right? So we're going to talk about a very powerful part of the Course in Miracles today. It's called the branching of the rose. Because I'm at the branching of the rose, so I need to talk about it. I'm at the branching of the rose. Anybody else at the branching of the rose? Well, you know you got to go one way or the other, but you sure can't go straight ahead. You can't go the way you went before you got to this point. All right, now, here's the only rule for my class. Just accept whatever you want to accept, and then let go of the rest of it. You know, your message is the one that resonates for you. Your message isn't what you're trying to figure out what I'm saying. That's not your message. If you find yourself trying to figure out something you just heard me say, you didn't hear your message. You haven't heard your message yet. Give yourself a break, rest. It's supposed to be a nice, relaxing kind of experience. Okay, so whenever you hear something you don't understand, go, oh, that's not my message. Okay, so I'm just going to relax. So you might be a whole hour and give one sentence. But that sentence will be enough. Okay, is that agreed with everybody? Okay, all right. So I'm going to talk about the branching of the road. It says on page 477, if you got the text,
mm-hmm.
It says, when you come to the place where the branching is, it only does it when I speak. That's because somehow or another I have this really strange effect on electronic things whenever I'm changing consciousness. So I apologize to you because as I become more enlightened, your TVs might stop working.
Yay!
Stuff. So what that tells me is right now I'm going to cut it off and I'll do what I really do most natural, which is to be a loud black person.
My kind of man.
Yeah. That's right, baby. You go black, you won't never go back. Okay. So here you go. This is really my script, and I'm going to share with you what the script is saying. It says, when you come to the place where the branch in the road is quite apparent, you cannot go ahead. When you come to the place where the branch in the road is quite obvious to you, you can't go ahead. When you come to the place where the branch in the road in your life is apparent to you, you cannot go ahead. So if I'm tripping along on my path and I get to the point where there's a branch in the road, then I can't go ahead. What does that mean? It means you must go either one way or the other. You at that point in your life right now where you either got to go one way or the other. You know it. You at that place in your life that you either got to take it in a new direction or you're going to keep on taking it in the old direction. You know it. If you're here today, you're at the branch end of the road. That's the only reason why this many people would be sitting here on a pretty day like this. There's a lot of people at the branch. I know it looks good out there, but I'm at the branch. Some things got to change. Yeah, the sun will be out there in an hour. It'll be there. So, what does that mean? Whenever you read, listening to the course, all you got to say is, what does that mean? And then the next sentence will tell you. And that way you move forward. Don't ever go back with the course. Go forward. Okay, you come to this place where the branch of the road is quite apparent and you can't go ahead. You either got to go one way or the other in that relationship, one way or the other in that situation, one way or the other in your life, one way or the other. Right now, you got to go one way or the other. Now, if you go straight ahead, and I'm going to tell you what straight ahead is. When you move straight ahead, it means you're going the way you went before you reached the branch. So straight ahead is the way you were going before you got to this point. So if you go straight ahead, the way you went before, I got some news for you. You would be going nowhere. You got it? If you go the way you went before you reached the branch in the road, you will be going nowhere. If you go the way you've always gone, now the Course in Miracles says, we can simplify it. There's only two ways, in case you're kind of like, what is the way? There's only two ways. The way of fear or the way of love. That's what I mean by the way. You reached a point in your life that you're either going to continue to go through fear. That means worry, anxiety, depression, wonder how you're going to make it, what's happening, what's going on with your body, what's going on in your relationship. I'm suspicious. I'm afraid somebody might steal my identity.
Yeah.
I got identity theft fear right now. So the Course says now, if you keep going that way, you'll be going nowhere. And so some of you have reached your limit. And you're going, I'm at the branch of the road, and I just can't go straight ahead anymore. I cannot do this another minute. So if you're reading along with me in the book, you'll see the Course in Miracles is like a conversation. And what I'm trying to do is physically embody the words of Jesus in this book for you. I'm Black Jesus. And I don't want to be crucified. All right? None of that pinning me up on the cross. Because we all, Jesus, if any of us Jesus, we all Christ, if any of us Christ, we all God, if any of us God, we all love. As a matter of fact, the false teacher will always be the one that's telling you that you're different from him, he has something you don't have, and somehow or another, you're unequal in the eyes of God. They'll be telling you to look outside yourself, to do what they tell you to do, instead of telling you to get rid of all the blocks to looking inside yourself and letting your inner self tell you what to do, your God self.
Wow.
So a false prophet is anybody that tells you you're guilty and sinful and going to hell. That's a false prophet. Because that's not the truth. That's just simply not the truth. I'm sorry. Okay. I know you were counting on hell. I know you might have been counting on hell and you were looking forward to hell. As a matter of fact, you might even be in hell right now. I know. So I'll say it one more time. Do you want to know what the purpose of your life has been so far? The whole purpose of coming this far. The whole purpose of coming this far was for you to decide which road you want to take right now. Your whole purpose for getting this far in your life was for you to decide today what road did you want to take. What is the branch you want to take? What's the branch you want to take? What's the branch you want to take? You have come to the place in your life that there's a branch in the road. What way do you want to take? If you go the way you went before you reach the branch, you'll be going nowhere.
I want the love branch.
You want the love branch?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else want the love branch?
Love branch.
Y'all want the love branch?
I want to play.
You want to play, yeah. So that means you want the love branch. Anybody want to play wants the love branch. Anybody else want to play?
Yeah.
How would you like to play and evolve?
Yeah.
Anybody would like to play and evolve?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. So those are the people I'm looking for. People who want to play and evolve. All right, so this is what we do. Take a breath. Take a breath. And I want you to just close your eyes and just relax. Because I got a message for you.
What a mother and a mother. That's cool.
Did you
hear
that?
Yeah.
Somebody believes in you. I want to believe in you. And I would if you just act right. Don't you feel the same way? When you believe in everybody, they just act right. Yeah, they were more sure. Loving,
yeah.
More sane, more giving. The whole purpose of going through everything you've gone through in your life so far was to bring you to the point where you decided which branch you're going to take. So everything you've gone through up to this point was to help you decide on what branch you're going to take. Here's the most important point to make. The way you came is no longer served. The way you came to the point today where you got it, to the branch in the road, the way you came can no longer serve. The way you came no longer matters. It doesn't matter how you got here. It doesn't matter how you got to this point. It doesn't matter how you got to this point. The way you got to this point can no longer serve you. So everything that brought you to this point today, where you at that point, where you got to decide which way you want to go right now, whether it's love, whether continuing fear broken in two by periods in which it seems like it's gone. He said, no one who reaches this far can make the wrong decision. So if you made it this far, you can't make the wrong decision. Hallelujah. If you made it this far, you can't make the wrong decision. If you made it this far, you cannot make the wrong decision. But you can delay like I don't know what. You can't make a wrong decision, but you can delay. Okay, you got to. Okay, let's get this straight. Don't worry about making a wrong decision. You can't make a wrong decision if you made it this far. Can you delay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can delay. See, you all think that PA system is causing you to react.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah.
The truth is, it's you that's causing you to react.
Yeah.
By how you react to what's happening, what you tell yourself. See, I'm telling myself, I hate PA systems that go brah. So as soon as the PA system goes brah, and then I go, So the PA system really not doing nothing. It's my interpretation of the PA system that's making me mad. That's the way it is with everything. That's the way it is with everything. So the course is telling us that you cannot reach this far and make a wrong decision, but you can delay. And here's the part I love. There is no part of the journey that seems more hopeless and futile. There is no part of the journey that seems more hopeless. There's no part of the journey that seems more futile than to stand where the road branches and not decide which way to go. There's nothing more frustrating than knowing that you're at the branch of the road where you got to make a choice to go one way or another, and you don't make the decision. That's hell. Yeah. Hell is knowing you got to make a choice and you won't make it. Frustration, depression, worry, lack. Knowing I got to make a decision, but I won't make it. Knowing the way that I've come before can't serve me anymore. I don't want to go through hell anymore. I don't want to go through depression anymore. I don't want to go through projection and blame and fear trying to make it. That's the way I got here. Then that's the way you got here?
Yeah.
Through going through situations and circumstances that sometimes give you peace and sometimes give you conflict, sometimes make you feel good, sometimes... Do you want to go that way anymore? The course is saying, you know what? There's no part of the journey that seems more hopeless and futile than standing where the road branches and not deciding on which way to go. I can't make a wrong decision, but I can delay myself. And I've come to the point in my life that it's apparent to me I can't go ahead. I can't go the way I went before. I know if I go the way I went before, I'll be going nowhere. But I can't make a wrong decision, but I can delay myself. And nothing frustrates my butt more than being at the branch of the road and not deciding which way to go. Does that describe anybody's present psychological, emotional state? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
And the rest of you, we are raising our hand for you. We know you do the same thing. Come on. God, I love being real. So, I'm going to tell you the hardest part of the whole trip. The first few steps. It is right there. It's just the first few steps along the right way that seem hard. It's just the first few steps along the right way that seems hard. It's just the first few steps along the right way that seems hard. It just seems like it's just the first steps toward the right way that seems hard. It's just the first steps. Have you noticed that that's the part that's hard? None of us want to take the first step.
Right.
It is the first step that's the hardest. I'm standing here at the place that I know I can't go the way I've always gone. Know I got to make a decision for my happiness for real and stop kidding around. But it's the hardest step to take. The first step is the hardest. Yes. It's not that the further you go on the path, the more complicated and hard it becomes. The further you go on the path, the easier and the more smooth it becomes. The hardest part of the path is just doing it, getting started, being willing to go in a different direction, being willing to admit that you don't know everything, being willing to admit that you would rather be happy than to be right. The first few steps are the hardest. So there's no point of the journey that seems more hopeless and futile than standing where the road branches and not decide which way to go. The Course says, read me slow. That's why I'm doing it over and over and over again. You may still think you can make another choice. He says, no, you may still think you can make another choice, but it isn't so. You can't make another choice. You're going to choose for your joy. You're going to choose for your happiness. You're going to choose for what you deserve. You don't have any other choice because the way of the universe is love. Do you know that any choice you make with the power of God to uphold it cannot be undone? Do you know that any choice you make with the power of the truth behind it cannot be undone? Your way is decided. Your way is decided. Your way is decided. God, my way is decided. You know what that way is? You're going to go the way of love. You're going to go the way of peace. You're going to go the way of joy. You're going to go the way of abundance. You're going to go the way of freedom. You're going to go the way of happiness. You're going to go the way of eternal life. You're going to go the way of innocence. You're going to go the way of security. You're going to go the way of relationship. You're going to go the way of joining. You're going to go the way of sanity. You're going to go the way. Your way is decided. What this book is telling me. I don't care what you've decided to the contrary. I know you may think you don't really deserve it all the time, and you don't think that other people don't deserve it all the time, and you may not ever have that happiness and abundance and love that you want, but your way is decided.
Yes!
I know. On three. On three. The two of us.
One, two, three.
Yes! Woo!
Good news.
I think so. Anybody else think that's good? See, it's hard for me to admit that my plan didn't work. So I'm having to be suspicious of any answers that I get from anybody. Do you know that if you want to go to the next level of consciousness, if you don't tune into your higher self, your higher spiritual self, you can call it Christ, you can call it Jesus, you can call it your guide, you can call it anything you want to. But until you tune into something greater than yourself, you're saying you want to go to the next level of happiness and the next level of joy and the next level of peace would be the same as an astronaut saying, training completely to go into outer space and then deciding at the last minute that he's not going to use the spaceship to get there. So you've been continually working and studying and want to work on yourself and better yourself and move in a new direction. Yeah. But you ain't getting there without God. You're not getting there without the Christ in you. You're not getting there without your higher self. You're not getting there without your inner teacher. I'm sorry. You've gone as far as you can go on the spiritual path trying to figure out your way on your own by yourself through trial and error. You don't get to the new place unless you realize you are open to greater guidance. And you can call it God, you can call it all that is, you can call it the universe. If I like to call it Christ, I like to call it God, I like to call it Jesus for me, but that's for me. That may not have nothing to do with you.
Can I call it
Earl? As long as you don't crucify me. The crucifixion thing is like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing about being up on a pedestal, people can get better aim. You know what I'm saying? I've taught for many years. I've experienced the pedestal. And the pedestal is, they can just get the good shot at you. You know what I'm saying?
But you can't be hurt.
But my body can die. And I got some things to do, so I prefer that it be around. It's very difficult for people to talk to me when I don't have a body. I've tried it, but most people don't believe in life after death enough to hear me. Because they don't believe I exist. Because I don't have a body. So invisible beings can't communicate with us because we don't give them any reality if they don't have a body. And the body is the way that we communicate. Because we believe that the body is the way we communicate. But if you don't believe that you need a body in order to communicate, you can communicate with those who don't have bodies.
Wow.
And if we are spiritual beings, then how can we possibly believe that there wouldn't be parts of us outside the body just like there are parts of us inside the body if we are not our body? We say we have a soul, and we know that when we think of the soul, we don't think of the body. So what we really are must be beyond the body, but we've confused ourselves with our bodies, and then we're trying to get each other's bodies, and then we feel guilty about it because we feel gypped when we get them. Get your body, and I didn't. I forgot about that insane mind that was in it. It was a catch.
Yeah.
You know. So, let's go back to what it was saying. That you cannot, if you make a choice with the power of God, there's nothing you can do to change that choice. If you make a choice with the power of love, there is nothing that can undo that choice. Your way is decided. Now, since your way is decided, there is nothing you won't be told if you acknowledge this. If you acknowledge that your way is decided, you will be guided. If you will acknowledge that your way is decided, you will be guided. If you will acknowledge that your way has been decided, you will be guided. If you acknowledge your way has been decided, he says you will be told. You'll be told. I like that. There will be nothing I won't be told. Where do I go to take care of this? You will be told. Where is my perfect relationship? You will be told. Where is my perfect peace? You will be told. Where is my prosperity? You will be told. There will be nothing. How do I go home? How do I remember who I really am? You will be told. There will be nothing you won't be told if you acknowledge your way is decided.
That's good.
Because you make the choice to be happy, and a choice that you make with the power of God to uphold it cannot be undone. Because God does not join you according to the course in what you want until what you want for yourself is complete happiness. If you want anything other than complete happiness for yourself, you have to do that by yourself and with some chosen special relationships just for that purpose. Time delayed. It takes a while, like an hour from now, people get what I said. They be walking down the street and go, people be wondering why they're laughing about it. Just got it. Okay. So isn't this different from the way we were taught?
Oh, yeah.
Like your way is decided means that you're going to only have love and peace whether you like it or not. There will be nothing you won't be told means that if you acknowledge that there is a way that's been decided for you, you will be guided. So you have to make the decision that there's a purpose to your life.
Cool.
Can you make the decision as a purpose to your life?
Yeah.
And can you make the decision that everything you've gone through so far brought you to this point, and that now you have to make a decision whether you're going to go for the truth or you're going to go back through the illusion of fear and pain one more time? You know that if you go straight ahead, you won't be going anywhere. You're no longer concerned about what your mom and your dad and your friends, your brothers, your race, and anything in the past did to you, because now you know the purpose of it was to just to bring you to where you are right now. It can no longer serve. It no longer matters. And more than that, you know your frustration is based on the idea that you're standing at the place where the rose branches and not deciding which way to go. That's why you're frustrated, because you know you got to make a decision and you're still kidding around. That's why you're frustrated. You know it. But don't worry about it. Your way has been decided. You're going to move toward peace. You're going to move toward safety. You're going to move toward joy. And there's nothing you won't be told if you decide that what created me decided my way, and it decided my way is happiness.
Yeah, that's easier, I think.
I decide my way is happiness.
I decided.
I don't have to know how to get there. I just need to at least know my destination. So I just want you to claim your destination today. I'm not asking you to tell me how it's going to happen. You already know. You don't know how. Your life shows you that.
Totally.
Your life shows you don't know how to give yourself consistent happiness. So we're not even worried about that. It's not about that. It's just about us saying, you know what? My way is decided. I want to go. And no decision I make with the power of my creation can be undone, and I know the power of my creator wants to join me in the idea of love.
Woo.
Peace.
My way is decided.
I'm writing that one down.
So, any questions or comments about what I've said so far?
Yeah. Hell no.
I have one.
Yeah.
How long can you delay? Can you delay your whole life?
Yeah, you can delay. Time will, well, actually, there's a limit to delay. So there is a point. There is a point that there is a point that you go. There must be a better way, and then go that better way. But yeah, you can in time. The course says it this way: instead of you wasting time, you know, time can waste you. And so some people have the time waste them. And what is delay? Delay is just knowing you got to make a change and not making it. But the change that I'm asking you to make is to make a change in a decision about what you believe you deserve for real. No joking. For real. I've had enough. I've reached my limit. If there is a way for me to have peace and joy in my life and fulfillment, I'm willing to do it. I don't know how to do it, but I can choose that as my goal and my purpose. And in choosing that as my goal and my purpose will create the way for it to manifest. Your goal creates the way for you to achieve it. You don't create the way to achieve your goal. That's backwards.
Yeah.
So, if I'm unhappy on the path that I'm on, am I not going the right way?
Only if you're unhappy on the path and you don't want to be on it. If you're unhappy on the path but you want to be on it, then that unhappiness can be around you recognizing the things that you've done to limit yourself, but you're still moving forward. You're seeing what thoughts you need to change, but you still move forward. If it's your path, nothing stops you. Even when you feel resistance, you keep on going. Even when you read something like in the course. If you're a real course student, then even though it might say some stuff that freaks you out, you'll keep on going. If it's your path, you'll keep on going. Because you know the difference between your old self not liking what it's hearing and you just not wanting to do it. So in other words, if you don't feel such the Course in Miracles, if you don't want to come to the Course in Miracles and you don't like the Course in Miracles, it couldn't be your path. But if you want the Course in Miracles, but at the same time it says some things that freaks you out, or you don't quite understand, but you know it has a real, it resonates with your soul, then it's your path. If you're going in that direction and you feel more and more joy, and you want to go in that direction, you know that's your path. See, my experience of the Course is that it takes me to ecstasy and bliss. I don't have the reaction that I used to have at the very beginning that most people have at the very beginning. That's why I understand it. You know, and I always tell people, if you can't stay conscious when someone is telling you loving things, you know you still want your butt kicked. You know, if you find yourself drifting off as I say you deserve love, that's the part of you that doesn't love you, trying to make you unaware that you're in the presence of love, which blows the excuse that there's no loving people and no cool people and no people that want the truth. You know, I'm surrounded by it, but I go unconscious. I couldn't possibly really want it yet. Because I stay conscious about the stuff I'm interested in. So whatever I'm the most conscious about, that's what I'm most interested in. And it's probably the old way that I was taking before I got to this point. Some other fantasy in the world that I think is going to make me happy outside of myself that has nothing to do with who I really am as a spiritual being. The Course says what we call our plans is just us coming with the latest way we're going to deceive ourselves again.
Yeah, that's so.
Yeah, it's like what I call my plan is this, my latest way that I'm going to fool myself once again about where my happiness is really located. And I call it my goals. Okay, here's another thing that's outside of myself that has nothing to do with my real power that I think is going to bring me joy. The latest way I'm going to deceive myself. But the minute I go, my way is decided. There's nothing I won't be told if I decide that my way is decided. And so the Course says, so you and your brother stand here in this holy place. Here we are. Right?
Right.
Before the veil of sin that hangs between us and the face of Christ. In other words, here are you and I, but there's a veil between us. And the veil between us is any fear that we have about trusting and being open and joining based on what we've been through in the past, the belief in sin and guilt. So here we are, but there's a veil between us. Agree?
Right.
There's you, there's me and you, and then between me and you is my thoughts about you, and between you and me is your thoughts about me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the veil. The veil is whatever you think about between us. Whatever you're telling yourself between us is the veil. Got the veil?
Yeah.
Okay. Got the veil.
I could trust him, but he a man. That's the veil. He might hurt me. That's the veil. Okay? So here we are in the holy place before the veil of sin that hangs between us and the face of Christ, which is the face of love. You could be seeing the face of love in me. I could be seeing the face of love in you. You know what we got to do? Let it be lifted. Let it be lifted. Let it be lifted. But guess what? Guess what, man? We got to raise it together.
It's a battle between us. We got to raise it together. I can't raise it by myself. See, if there's an illusion between us that needs to be dispelled, we both need to dispel it by loving each other. See, I'm looking for some people that says to me, Earl, you know, that's what I want to do. I know I got some warped ideas and beliefs and perceptions. I know I got some stuff that I learned, but you know, I want to raise that veil with you.
That's why we're here.
And I'm tired of it being intellectual, philosophical. I'm ready to live it. So I'm looking for people, and I'm asking for people to come into my life that wants to do the practical application of the ideas and no longer sit around wasting time trying to decide whether or not it's a worthwhile goal. Are you out of your mind? Of course you're happy. Of course your happiness is a worthwhile goal. Why do you want to spend 2 seconds in the class trying to debate with you about whether or not what I'm saying about you deserving happiness is true? If you're crazy enough to want to argue with me on that, then I just need to pray for you. So I'm just not going to talk to you. I'm just going to start praying. So here we go. So then it goes. Either you or your brother, either one of us alone will see the veil between us as a solid block.
Yeah.
Either one of us alone will not realize how thin the drapery that separates us now. Either one of us alone will think whatever this thing is between us is a solid block. Mm-hmm. Alone, I'll keep my illusions about you going. And the Course in Miracles says to me, I need to realize there's just a thin little drapery that's between me and you, which is any beliefs that you have about me that's not true, and any beliefs I have about you that's not true. It's so thin that I don't even see it, and you don't even see it until I tell you about it. It don't even exist until I tell you what I'm mad at you about. It don't even exist to you. So it's a veil. It's an illusion. It's not really there. Because right here, right now, we could choose to support each other in moving in the direction of love and peace because we've decided that our way is decided. So our way is decided, he says, well, then it won't be nothing you won't be told, right? Then right behind that, the Course says, you and your brother stand here together. So it's now we're getting the instructions, by the way. These are the instructions, by the way, to realize that we're here together. There's a thin veil that stands between us, and we don't realize how thin it is. There's really nothing is standing between us except our beliefs about ourselves. And especially if we don't know each other, there couldn't possibly be any reason we'd have a grievance against each other. So we're in the holiest place on earth. The place where most of the people in the room don't really know us. We're in the holiest place on earth. We're in a room where most of the people in there don't know us. That's the holiest place on earth. It's a room where nobody has a judgment on you because they don't know you. We can't have a more pure experience of each other because we can't judge each other because most of us don't even know each other. This is the holiest place you can be, is where don't nobody know you.
And don't talk to you.
Okay, this is good. This is good. So that means each of us, one of us pretty much has a clean slate with each other, right, as it stands right now. And the ones we don't have a clean slate with, those are just the ones we've been using to prove to us that we don't deserve to be happy if we're not happy with them. If we're not happy with someone, they're the ones that we're using to prove to ourselves that we don't really deserve to be happy because some part of us doesn't believe that we deserve to be happy. So we have these people to witness back to us that we don't deserve to be happy. When you deserve to be happy and you know you deserve to be happy, then you start drawing witnesses to you who recognize who you are, tell you that they appreciate you, see the blessing that you are in their life, and they're always reminding you that you are valuable, and you don't have to make them do it because it comes natural because they feel that way.
Right. Cool.
It's easy for me to tell somebody I love them when I do. The people I have problems with is the ones I can't stand. So I try to be around and let love come through me as much as possible so that in most cases all I'm doing is seeing stuff I appreciate, so then it's really easy for me to be grateful for it. It's a lazy man's guide to enlightenment. You know, when I tell you I appreciate you all, I don't have to try to make myself say that. I really do appreciate you all. You see what I mean? I'm with people that I appreciate, so it's easy for me to practice the spiritual path. The people I don't appreciate, I admit to myself that I don't. I don't try to fool myself and then pretend that I feel the way about someone that I don't really feel. Because a fear is nothing but a rejected feeling. Every time you reject a feeling and you try to analyze a feeling, you take a feeling that would pass through you and you put it up on the shelf so that you can examine it and find the meaning of it when the fear would have just went on through if you had just let it.
That's good.
So we have fear of upset come through and then we stop it and go,
What does this mean?
Then we can't figure out what it means, so we put that fear up on the shelf. Yeah. And then another fear comes through. What does that mean? And then we put that fear up there, fear of relationship. Then you tell them, I'm going to these classes trying to find out what that means. Here comes another fear. Fear of having no money. Oh, now where do I have money? And we put that up here. So we got a museum of fear. And then we try to form a relationship so somebody can come through our museum. Now that's my childhood fear of yo-yo. Can you help me with that? What do you think that means? Every fear is nothing but your attempt to prove yourself that you have a separate existence, separate from God. The fear, the purpose of the fear is to make you think love isn't real and you're out here on your own trying to make it. So you don't have to now wonder what fear is. Every fear is a call for love. Every fear is a call for help. Every fear is a call for the truth. Every fear is saying, I'm ready for love. I'm ready for love. I want peace. I want 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 love. I want to feel safe. I want to feel safe. That's the meaning of every fear. So now that you know the meaning of every fear, you don't have to store it. Now you can let every fear go through you. Oh, there's another call for love. There's another call for love. There's another call for money. There's another call for happiness. There's another call for right relationship. There's another call for God. There's another call for help. There's another call for help. So I don't have to stop and figure it out anymore. And they'll move right through. And what's so cool about them is behind all fears is love. And so if you go ahead and not stop the fear, love can arrive. So.
Don't be afraid.
Can we keep going?
Love is on your side.
See what's being said? See all the loving thoughts that was coming at me? That happened. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? That's real. So for me to sit up here and say it's not possible to be in a room where if I was having to center myself and love myself and feel like it's okay to keep communicating, then I hear parts of myself say, love is just here, go ahead. Mm-hmm. That just happened to me.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen to me until I happened to me.
Yeah.
I had to happen to me. I had to be myself no matter what anything or anyone thought. No matter what it looked like I might lose. No matter who it looked like it might be there. No matter what it meant. I had to be true to myself before love would start talking to me, because love is myself.
Cool.
So to not be yourself is to not be love. Because that's all you are. And every time you think you're anything else, you're a lie. And stop lying to yourself like that. That's why you feel so guilty, because you know you're betraying yourself every time you say you're not cool. But does that mean repress it? Does that mean not admit to you all your feelings? Of course you admit all your feelings to yourself. You admit all your feelings to yourself so that you can be honest about where you are right now. Because it's only by being honest about where you are right now that you can move to the next level of bliss. So it's not about pretending your feelings away. I feel all my feelings. You know, someone said something to me just the other week, and I said, wait a minute. You know, and I let all my feelings come up, from the most ego, negative feelings to the spiritual reality of how I should be responding. Because in the old days, I would have tried to repress what wasn't the loving feelings in order to be true to some idealized self that whooped my butt every time I didn't live up to it. You better watch your idealized self. It'll be beating your butt all day long. Amen. You'll be beating your butt about what you didn't live up to that you thought you should based on all the stuff you've been reading. Truth that you don't use becomes a burden that breaks your back. It's just something else to crucify yourself about. Now I got a new idea I'm not living up to. Here's my latest. So you got to let go of that idealized self and be honest about who you are right now, starting the day. Stop trying to be positive and get real.
All right.
Get real. Hey, if I don't like something, I tell myself, this is the way I feel about that. I don't like that. It doesn't feel good to me. Why? Because that's the way I feel. So what am I doing? I'm making my feelings innocent. Well, what happens if I make my feelings innocent? Then I don't feel guilty about the way I react to things. Well, what happens if I don't feel guilty about the way I react to things? Safety, joy, peace, love, and abundance.
Freedom.
And freedom. Freedom comes from not feeling guilty about your own feelings. All of them.
All of them.
All of them. The last stage before enlightenment is depression and suicidal tendencies. You know why I said that? Because it's the point that you're ready for enlightenment is the point that you recognize that you've been bargaining with God. And you've been bargaining with life, saying that if I do this, then that's going to happen. And if I'm good enough, then Spirit's going to help me. And if I learn enough, Spirit's going to... I've been bargaining with God all my life and not realizing that love doesn't bargain. Love gives. So you're being prepared to enter into a reality in which you're being gifted. And we're not that good at receiving, so therefore we have to learn how to receive the blessings that are ours. How do we do that? By being reminded that we deserve them. And being reminded that we have them.
Yes.
Those are the two things. I have to remind you that you deserve it, and I have to remind you that you have it. And that gets you to the point that you can be gifted. So what we're working on now is active acceptance of our blessings. Active acceptance of our blessings. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The Holy Spirit know how to get my attention. See, that happened. But I didn't even pay him either. But I remember a time when I would have thought that was impossible. That's a being black coming from the South. You told me a white woman was going to get up and come hug me in front of a group of couples in front of a class. I would have said I was going to be missed. That's getting real. That's getting real. That's getting real. Every day I experience a miracle. Every day I experience something that I was never supposed to experience, that was supposed to be totally impossible for me to have. And all I had to do to start bringing that reality into my life was to make peace my number one purpose. That's all I did. That's the only difference I made in my life that made all the difference in it was I decided peace was my goal instead of power, fame, money, and physical pleasure. Then all the rest of it was thrown in because you can never have a need that the Holy Spirit won't fulfill, no matter what that need is. But the rules of the Course in Miracles says is that the Holy Spirit says that I will fulfill that need as long as you think you need it and as long as you won't use the fulfillment of that need to delay yourself in the old thought system of fear and stop your spiritual involvement and awakening. So all of a sudden I'm caught up in the beautiful, bountiful things that I've gotten and I've lost sight of my purpose, which was to continue to move toward love and awakening. So don't allow yourself to be sidetracked by the pleasant surprises that are about to come into your experience as a result of your new choice. Realize that the way you came can no longer serve, the way you came no longer matters. If you're feeling right now that you're frustrated, just realize you're standing at the place where it's the branch of the road and you haven't decided which way you want to go yet. Don't worry about it because you can't make a wrong decision if you've come this far. You can just delay for a little while. But you've made a choice with the power of God to uphold it, and because you have, that choice will never be undone, and there won't be nothing you won't be told if you accept this.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this much with me. We got it up. I appreciate you all coming here to help me remember what I need to learn. You know what I mean? You are my Savior. You remind me of the truth about myself. Thank you. Thank you for coming today. We're going to do the love offering. That's in case anybody was asleep. See, I can turn it down a little bit more. See what happens. That's all right. I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve to be paid for having fun. I am sustained by the love of God. I sustained by the love of God.
Agree.
Doesn't that feel good? See the difference in the vibration? The words, the difference that the vibration of words can make you feel. Just the words you use make all the difference in the world. Just the words you use make all the difference in the world. When's the class? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I'm available for personal one-on-one sessions, and I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Now, if you're really sincere and you really want to go to another level of consciousness and you want to take advantage of 30 years of working with people and working with this, I'm available. I am available. So search your heart, and if you want to have a one-on-one, the paper has my phone number on it, and we can arrange to have a session. And all of my classes are online on my website. I have over 200 classes that are available for people to listen to or download or put in their iPod. So you can get access to all 200 classes for as little as $19.85. I'm asking for money because I want to eat and have shelter and all the other good stuff that's being provided for me from God. Now, it's going to happen regardless of what anybody gives me. I guarantee you that. And it's going to happen for you whether or not people give to you either, because you're sustained by God. But what we do all the time is give each other an opportunity to give to ourselves. You know? And I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to my classes. Thank you so much for being a part of my life. I appreciate you. I appreciate you very much from the bottom of my heart. So I got something I want to finish on today. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to make an announcement. And then we're gonna take it on in. Fine, or just order them after class. Because remembering is the key. Remembering is the key. So what I'm going to do for the next 3 minutes is help us remember. Okay? You get ready to go out to the lab. When you come to the place where the branch in the road is quite apparent, you cannot go ahead. You must go either one way or the other. For now, if you go straight ahead, the way you went before you reach the branch, you will be going nowhere. The whole purpose of coming this far was to decide which branch you will take now. Say it again. The whole purpose of coming this far was to decide which branch you will take now. Now, you got to be a happy dreamer.
I'm a happy dreamer.
The way you came no longer matters. The way you came can no longer serve. But remember, no one who reaches this far can make the wrong decision. Although you can delay, no one who reaches this far can make the wrong decision. And there's no part of the journey that seems more futile and hopeless than standing where the road branches and not deciding which way to go. Keep it in mind that a choice you make with the power of God to uphold it cannot be undone. Your way is decided. Your way is decided. My 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 way. Now this is my way. Your way is love. Your way is abundance. Your way is freedom. Your way is right relationship. Your way is health. Your way is happiness. Your way is safety. Your way is joy. Is that your way?
Yes.
Is that your way?
Yes.
Well, if you acknowledge this, there will be nothing that you will not be told. If you acknowledge Dream on.
Yay.